You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 175 of Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network.
This is Jennifer Hebert.
I'm Morgan Nicole.
And this is Sophia Aguilar. Welcome to Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Okay, Sophia, so this benefit golf tournament is so exciting. It's going to be the best time. I think that this is the last chance to submit a sponsor form, right?
Yes, that's correct. And you might have seen it on Instagram, or you read an email, or maybe you heard it from somebody in the industry. The sponsorship deadline is coming up on June 19th, so tomorrow.
Okay, so everyone rush those sponsorship forms in if you have not already. Sophia, what comes with the sponsorship? What does that entail?
We have several different sponsorship tiers, but for the gold sponsorship, for example, that one comes with a player registration for a team of 6 people. Then we have a full page ad in our Wessa directory and an ad on our app, and that one is exclusive to golf sponsors. And then we also have a native website ad. So we have lots of different benefits with it. But of course, the main benefit is that you will be supporting the Rodeo Youth, specifically the National Little Bridges Rodeo Association.
Amazing.
And you can sign up really any way. You can contact us via email, via phone, via DM on social media. But just don't be late. The deadline is tomorrow.
And speaking of not being late, we're not going to be late with our guest today. Today's guest is Jason Smith of Schaefer Outfitter. And they're a company that is built on the belief that quality, integrity, and hard work never go out of style. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
I was surfing around the Schaefer's website, and I noticed as we record this podcast that you're having a Father's Day sale. So I'm going to do a little shopping for my husband. Thank you very much.
Appreciate that. Love that.
Let's start with a little bit of the background of Schaefer's. Where did it come from and why?
So we like to refer to ourselves as a 45-year-old startup. The business was born actually in 1982 in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, by a really, really interesting character, homesteader there in Jackson by the name of Cub Schaefer. He was ex-LL Bean, and he moved to Jackson, and in his free time, he was making outdoor gear, ski gear, Western-inspired gear for all of his buddies that were skiing and hitting the mountains in the winter when they couldn't be ranching and you know, tending to their ranches. So I started in Jackson in 82, and then in about 1990, the company moved to Steamboat Springs. It was bought by another organization. They bought it off Cub Schaefer, moved it to Steamboat Springs, where it really lived and evolved and came into its own for nearly 2 decades. We were based in Steamboat Springs until about 2007, and then it was moved to Texas. And so You can really see, even in our product design and aesthetics still to this day, our roots in these Western-inspired mountain towns. You know, we really do draw inspiration from these wonderful locations, Steamboat, Jackson, Telluride, Bozeman, where there is that really authentic old-school Western culture that still exists, but there's true, you know, ranching, livestock, ag surrounding those communities still to this day. Our gear is really about quality and durability. We really pride ourselves on intentional design. We want our product to work well when it's out there being exposed to elements, and you know, being born in Jackson and really developing our DNA in Steamboat, I think, you know, we've stayed true to making sure that we can create product that can really work through whatever the weather or the environment wants to throw at it.
And that's very interesting that you talk about having intentional design. I zipped over to quality materials on the top of your website. That's one of your tabs. Quality materials is not a tab you typically see on any website that is offering clothing. And you have denim, and you have canvas, and you have leather, and you have wool, all very much heritage products and heritage materials that we use for our clothing. Why do you think it is that Schaefer Outfitter is able to continue to make quality products out of these quality materials and still be successful? Because you see in the clothing industry in particular, the trend for years and years and years has been to go to synthetic materials that are more cheaply made so that the jacket you wear, by the time you reach high school, you have to throw it away and get a new jacket.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's funny. We go to Cowboy Christmas every year, right? And I work our booth at Cowboy Christmas. And my favorite part about that event is when customers come up to me and they show me a jacket that they've owned for 30 years, 25 years, and it looks brand new and they're raving about it and how it still holds up and it's still working. And, you know, there's a legacy there. I joined the company in 2022 and, you know, we inherited this just beautiful brand that was built on quality. And so there's a natural stewardship and responsibility that comes with myself and the team that is in place now to make sure that we continue to build off that legacy and ensure that, you know, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, when the next generation is at Cowboy Christmas, they can celebrate the fact that we're still putting out incredible product. It's not cheap, you know, and in fact, I think you'll hear this about us. I mean, we are a premium position brand, but, you know, there's a reason for that. And you nailed it. I mean, we do not skimp. We make sure that all of the canvas we're using, the wool we're using is of a certain weight, that it's true 100%, you know, merino, or it's going to hold up in the conditions that we put it against. We did a collaboration with the XIT Ranch there in the Panhandle. And, you know, before we brought anything to market, we put the product on their cowboys and their ranch hands, and we let them wear it for 6 months before we put it out to the consumer. We want to make sure that, you know, when you buy a Schaefer product, you know what you're getting, regardless of whether that's canvas or wool or denim or leather, that you're going to be proud about the fact that you are wearing Schaefer and that there's real value there. Again, not the cheapest brand by any means, but we pride ourselves on the fact that you probably will be able to hand that jacket down to your daughter or your son.
There you go.
Good move.
I think there is the misconception that if you are going to be hard on your clothing or your tack, for that matter, having back in the day when we owned our tack shop, people would come in and ask about buying a bridle. Well, I don't take very good care of my tack, or I love to take good care of my tack. If you're really, really hard on your clothing, you need, even if it's not workwear necessarily, but you wear it every single day, you're likely to be climbing underneath and changing your own oil, things like that. It's sometimes counterintuitive to buy good quality clothing because it's a little more expensive. But if you're hard on your clothing, that's the best reason to get the good stuff, because it will survive that hard work versus buying something of lesser quality. Yes, you're going to spend less, but it's also going to fall apart.
That's right. I mean, if I could have more consumers that had that approach or understood that mindset, I'd be in a much happier place. I always teach those customers that come up to me and brag on the fact that they've owned the jacket for 20 years or so. And I say, that's great for you, and I'm pumped about it, but I need you to buy some more shirts. Have you seen our bottom collection, right? I mean, it's a double-edged sword. When you make product that lasts and it is so good, you know, the ability to continue to get those customers to come back and buy more from Schaefer, that's really the challenge of the brand. You know, we want to take up as much of your wardrobe as you will allow us. And again, we want you to know the confidence of whether you're buying just a simple shirt or a pair of jeans, dungarees, that they are going to last and hold up 2-3x what they typically find out in market.
Right. So their planned obsolescence is not part of your business plan. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. Yeah.
Well, and the nice part there is you do carry accessories. It's not just outerwear. You carry jeans. And even when they're really good quality jeans, your jeans do wear out. And you also have to have jeans that go to the barn and jeans that don't go to the barn. Because we all know, as horse people, as soon as your jeans go into the barn, there is going to be copper tox on there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't have those to go to dinner anymore. So you have to have some of everything. So why do you think it is that the people who are in the Western wear industry, and I think we're talking about the Western wear industry that embraces the quality aspect of Western wear, its style has its roots in a working person's wardrobe. People who embrace that heritage, why do you think they stay in the business for 20 years, 50 years, even multi-generational? Why is it that that happens?
You know, I've worked across a number of different industries in retail and consumer, and I was brought into the Western community and Western consumer retail businesses back in 2019. And I've never found a customer base that is kinder, more respectful, more wonderful to work with. There's just something to the folks that we get to service day in, day out that is really inspiring. And I think it goes to tradition and family and, you know, Americana in the belief of what we've collectively built together. And I tell anyone who will listen that if you really want to experience joy in a pretty tough masochistic business, which is making apparel and delivering apparel, you know, join the Western space and watch it, you know, just how much joy you can deliver to that customer set and then how much joy you get back from servicing them. They're just wonderful people.
Yeah. And on the flip side of the people in the industry, there's the technology in the industry. How do you think Schaefer's has successfully balanced technology versus heritage and tradition as it moves forward in through the 21st century?
Yeah, I mean, I think I could answer that in two ways. On the technology side, on the fabrications, we touched on it a little earlier, but like we do have a synthetic. You know, one of our most popular programs, our most successful unit volume programs in the business is our Range Tech shirt, which is a nylon-based microfiber, you know, SPF. It's got the antimicrobial, it's moisture wicking. It is for a performance environment where you are going to be exposed probably to heat, humidity, but also when it's cold outside, you need it to keep you warm. Those products, that nylon product, I mean, it comes from one of the best performance mills in the world. You know, it just keeps the dirt off. It's anti-wrinkling, you know, it performs. And, you know, I think there's a confidence there from the technology that, you know, like you said, you can wear it into the barn, you can wear it for chores, you can beat it up. And once you run it through the washing machine, it's still going to hold up. It's still going to look, you know, as good as brand new. And so the technology on some of the materializations and the fabrications that we brought to market, again, goes back to that intentional, like we know who you're servicing. We know the environments that you're going to be putting this stuff through, whether that's morning chores or going out on the town later that evening. And so that design and what we inject into that design and fabrication has just got to work for, you know, multiple settings. And then on the flip side of that, you know, there's the whole data and technology that comes with running an omni-channel business and what we get to learn about our customers through, you know, marketing and sales transactions. And, you know, really what we have seen is Schaefer is a really well-known and beloved brand amongst a very specific community. You know, it really is working blue collar ranch. You know, that's where we came from, and that's who we have originally serviced and always will continue to service. But there's been a whole growth, as I'm sure you've seen across the other brands that you've worked with and interacted with. I mean, the lifestyle component. And so using that technology to understand what other customer sets could benefit from wearing Schaefer, you know, what other customers are out there that could put our product to use in environments that make sense, you know, whether that is purely just lifestyle and dress or, you know, fishing, shooting, hunting. I mean, those are things that we look at all the time based on the technology and the data we are getting back from the marketing and branding side of things.
And that makes perfect sense. Outdoor pursuits of all sorts need hard-wearing clothing that works to be active. A pair of well-made khakis that you wear to an office are not going to be cut the same as a pair of khakis that you wear out on the ranch to fix fence.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
The, the design is there. So speaking of design, where do those come from? Are the designs, the cut, the patterns that you're using for particularly your shirts and pants, are those tried and true? Are they heritage? Do they continuously evolve and change as styles change?
It's a little bit of both. And we inherited some franchise programs, you know, our Duster program, our Drifter program, you know, our Wax Canvas 311 Mesquite Brush Jacket program. Like those have been in market for 25, 35 years, and they still work, you know, and they are cut in such a way and they're fit in such a way that have just really stood the test of time and have proven to be customer favorites. We obviously have done a really, really wonderful job over the last 5 years of expanding our product assortment and our approach to product development. I think something that we pride ourselves on that not many businesses or other brands can speak to is that everything is designed in-house. And I mean that from like the artwork. If you see one of our striped novelty rodeo shirts, you know, that is not fabric that we are going out to market and trying to find some mill that's already making that. Our artists are actually hand drawing those stripes, hand coloring those stripes, working with the mill directly to say, you know, make this exact colorway. And I want to see these colors in this light, no diffusion. And there's the intentional piece of that. And we are very proud of that because you're never going to find another piece of artwork or another fabrication out there that another company is going to be putting into market at the same time, because all of it is proprietary from Shaper.
That's true. So what's coming up? We're approaching the WESA August show for 2026. What is new, exciting, and coming up for the show in August?
You know, the fastest growing part of our business right now is women's. You know, when we came
in. No surprise. Just saying.
when we came into the business in 2022, women's, you know, transactions that we are selling product to women's, we were at about 3% of revenue, which, I mean, it's scary to even say that it was that, like, low single digits. We get it. Like, what our team prior was doing was really just taking some of the men's classics, the men's products that were tried and true, and just making them a little bit smaller and saying, this is our women's collection. It's the same product. It's just cut a little smaller. Well, our head of design, Johnny Townsend, I mean, she's in the lifestyle, she rides. And one of her first efforts when she came in here is, no, we are going to have a real women's program. There are too many wives, sisters, daughters that have been watching the men in their lives wear Shaper and put Shaper to work, and they need this product too. It just needs to be designed correctly. We need to really solve problems. And again, going back to intentional design, functional product that's going to work for her and how she moves and how she needs the product to fit. And so, you know, we started that effort years ago, and it has really come to fruition over 2025 and into 2026. And I mean, I think our women's collection that we're going to showcase at WESA here in August for spring, summer 27 is definitely the best women's collection we've ever brought to market. And it's a little bit of everything. It's got lifestyle, it's got skirts, dresses, shirting, but also has some of the workwear and functional pieces that we've built a reputation on. So super pumped about that. And, you know, just to show you how much it's grown, it's gone from that 3% in 2022, and we will probably finish this year around 26-27% of sales being addressed to women. So
there we go. Well, see, the ladies in this culture, we don't mind stealing our husband's shirts and wearing them. We don't mind doing that, but we'd really love to have our very own. Thank you very much. We do appreciate you designing them specifically for us. And I'm driving around the page in the women's section right now, and you have some really, really lovely button downs on here. And for me in particular, I love that you make some of them without pockets. I'm mm-hmm. not a pocket gal. Mm-hmm. Too many Western shirts only come with pockets, so I'm excited. And the embroidered Dale shirt is going to have to go into my shopping cart. Just saying that out front.
Love that. The other big thing that we are going to be showcasing at WESA, and I cannot tell you who it is right now, but we did a collaboration, a capsule shirting, outerwear, graphic tees, hats with a very, very important emerging country artist out of Nashville. I've nearly gave it away by telling you where he's actually truly from, but I won't do that. But the product is exceptional. I mean, it is so on trend. We have showcased it to some of our wholesale partners at WESA at the last show in January, and it was a huge hit. And so we finally get to reveal it to everybody here in August, and we will be able to ship it immediately. And I think that it's going to have some shockwaves through the industry. I think there's going to be a real nice amplification of the Schaefer brand, given that this country artist really brings a new demographic to Schaefer, probably a younger audience and maybe more mountain state customer base to us beyond what we already have going in Colorado and Montana and Wyoming. So we're excited about that, and we hope our wholesale partners at WESA get excited about it as well.
There we go. And you can look at the Schaefer product line at Schaefer Outfitter. That's Outfitter singular. com. If you are at WESA, and you should be, you can find Jason and the entire Schaefer team on the 11th floor on the first day of the show. Put a little jar fishbowl out there and have people write down the name of the country star they think you're working with. And the person who guesses it gets it right. Hello. You know, something special for them.
I love it. That's a great idea.
Thank you very much for stopping by today and hanging out with us, Jason.
Loved it. Thank you so much for having me, and have a wonderful day. See you, WESA.
You'll find all of the links from today's episode in the show notes, but make sure to subscribe to Wisdom by WESA on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you never miss these conversations that are shaping the equine industry.
Don't forget, we've changed the schedule around a little bit. New Wisdom by WESA and Retail Roundup episodes drop every Thursday, and they are available again on your favorite podcast player. Just type in Wisdom by WESA, and you're going to get both shows when you subscribe.